Welcome to the Enlightening Motherhood Podcast. I'm your host, Emily Hamblin.
And I'm your co-host, Ashley Schultz.
As moms who are currently in the thick of raising kids with big emotions, we know firsthand how challenging their intense behaviors can be.
And that a little support can go a long way.
This is a non-judgmental community that was created for you or any mom who's feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, or stressed.
Each week, either Emily or I will share our experiences, offer practical tips, and interview experts in the field so you can be empowered to help your children with their challenges.
Join us as we help you enlighten motherhood. Hello, everyone. This is Emily. I hope that you're having a beautiful day wherever you are. It's gorgeous weather here in Arizona in the United States where I live. And if it's not gorgeous weather or you're not having a beautiful day, then there's space for you here too. You're welcome at whatever stage you're at. And I hope that you're able to find some hope and inspiration either way today. Okay, we are going to, sorry, I try not to edit out all of these little imperfections because I really want listeners to feel this connection of real life. Can you hear my kids having a scream competition in the other room right now? My husband's with them. They're safe. It's just hilarious when those sounds come through. If you can't hear them, then just know that it's real life over here too. Anyways, I want to start today with a story about what happened in the grocery store not too long ago. I was in the checkout line with my two youngest children. So they're ages 2 and 5. And I don't know about you, but the process of checking out at the grocery store is typically the hardest part for us. They have all of those candy bars and shiny objects right at the children's eye levels. And that's when I'm trying to put the items on the belt, making sure the prices ring up properly, etc. So it's often the most difficult part. We've made amazing strides in our ability to have trips to the grocery store that aren't crash and burn disasters. But yeah, that checkout line is where I have to really pull together all of my tools. In any case, it was during that checkout process that my two-year-old, who was sitting in the cart, you know, in that little like seat section that they have for the little kids, and she became restless. And I don't remember if it's that was one where the seatbelt was broken or she just knows how to get out of it. Either way, she began to get restless while I was unloading the groceries onto the conveyor belt. And then she started to stand up to readjust her weight, find a new position, etc. And right at that moment, another lady entered the store, and the store was set up so that she was walking literally right past us to get to the aisle that she was heading towards. And when she saw that my attention was split between putting the groceries on the conveyor belt, and then she saw my daughter standing, she immediately ran towards us and she put her hand out just ready to catch my daughter, because in her perspective, my daughter was about to fall. It was super fascinating to me that at this moment, I had two kind of immediate options for me to react come to mind. And it's almost like they both came at once. It was really interesting later to reflect about this moment. Option number one was to be offended. How dare she interfere with me and my child? She doesn't even know us. Is she trying to say that I can't handle this on my own? Can't she see that I've got this? Right? All of those thoughts came swirling into my head as options of how I could react to her reaching out like that. Then, of course, the other thought that I had was to be grateful. Because let's admit it, there are times that I do need help in my parenting. And just because at this particular moment, when everything was actually fine and I didn't end up needing help, I didn't need help, right? Just because that was the case, it doesn't mean that there's never a time, right? That there's never a time when I don't need help. That's a double negative there, right? Did I say that correctly? You know what I mean, right? There are so many times that I do need help, right? And in general, I really was grateful. So I had simultaneous thoughts. I could be offended. I could be grateful. First of all, I want to say it's okay that thought inviting me to be offended popped up. It doesn't mean that I'm a person that's easily offended. It doesn't mean that, I don't know, any of the other thoughts that I might make up about myself. It doesn't mean any of that. It just means that that thought popped into my head. The fact that I chose not to entertain those thoughts, that's where the real power came from. I chose not to be offended in that moment. I had the option to be offended. I could have found plenty of evidence and reasons to support being upset and offended towards this complete stranger in the grocery store. And I chose not to. Now, there's times in our lives, I think, where all of us have chosen to be offended and we have chosen to be upset. And it doesn't make us bad people. It just doesn't tend to bring about the results in our life that we want. In this case, I chose to be grateful because the result that I want to bring about is more people supporting each other. Even strangers at the grocery store, it's not like she was picking up my child, right? It's not like she was doing anything inappropriate. I would love to encourage more support in appropriate ways of human to human. And so that's a result that I want to bring about. And I did it by showing her gratitude. I thanked her for her help. I let her know that, yes, we are safe. Yes, everything is okay. And I really did appreciate the fact that she cared about us. And then not only is that a result that I want to bring about, like to encourage her to do that more and to encourage the other people that are watching this to do more, but also I left that store feeling so much better. If I had left feeling offended and upset, it just would not have felt good in my day. But feeling grateful felt amazing. And I walked out of that store feeling really grateful. And then it spread to other things. Then I'm grateful for my groceries that I just purchased. I'm grateful for the vehicle that I have to put my groceries into. I'm grateful that I have this cart to push my kids on. It just started to spread. And so we don't have to worry about as much like what's the right choice and the wrong choice. Sometimes we get a little bit confused on that, especially when there's not a clear right and wrong. But just thinking, which one's going to bring about the result that I most want? That's something that has helped me a lot. So I just made a little list here of a lot of other thoughts that are very common to pop up in our heads as parents that you might want to think about entertaining. Personally, they're not going to bring about the results that I want in my life. And I want you to consider if entertaining thoughts like these are going to help you out in your parenting journey or they're going to hold you back. Okay, here's some examples. I just don't have what it takes to parent with emotional intelligence. My kids just don't have what it takes to handle their emotions. We are never going to be an emotionally healthy family. Now remember, these are probably unhelpful thoughts. Everyone else's kid seems to be doing better than mine. I should be able to manage everything on my own without getting any sort of parenting help. By the way, beware of shoulds. Beware of shoulds. Anytime we're saying should, often that's a little red flag to stop and think if this thought is actually helpful or not. Okay, here's some more unhelpful thoughts that we as parents might have. I'm just not a patient person, and I never will be. This is a fixed mindset, and I really try to beware of fixed mindsets as opposed to growth mindsets. This one's fixed. There's no opportunity for growth. That's another little red flag. Okay, here's a whole little subgroup of red flags. See if you find something common in the following three unhelpful thoughts. My kids never listen to me. My husband never helps around the house. My mother-in-law always judges the way I parent. Do you hear them? Never, always. Anytime it gets to an extreme like that, that's usually a little red flag for me to stop and think about whether or not that thought is helpful. Now, of course, it doesn't mean that any thought with never and always is helpful. For example, I never want to beat my kids. I always love my children. Those to me are helpful thoughts. Well, I don't have to worry about beating my kids, thank goodness, but hopefully you know what I mean here. So I'd love to know, what is a thought that you have had lately that really wasn't helpful and that you chose not to entertain? Okay, now to make this even stronger, we recognize we don't want to entertain that thought, and that's amazing. Then we're opening up our mind to entertain helpful thoughts, such as, it's okay to ask for help. It shows my kids the importance of community and support. My children are learning and growing every day, and so am I. Mistakes are not failures. They're opportunities for learning and growth for both me and my children. When I mess up, this is a chance for me to show my kids healthy ways to handle mistakes. My efforts matter, and even tiny steps forward are progress. Patience is a skill I can work on developing every day. It's okay if others disagree with my parenting choices. I'm doing what I believe is best for my family. He or she is a good child having a hard time. I am a good mom having a hard time. I trust that everything is going to work out. Even small wins are worth celebrating. Accepting help is not giving up. It's teaming up to make our family stronger. Asking for parenting advice isn't a sign of failure. It's proof of my dedication to my family's well-being. So again, what are some unhelpful thoughts that maybe you have frequently, or maybe just pop up on occasion, that you could swap out for more helpful thoughts? How do you see that helping you in your parenting? What kind of results could it start to bring about in your life? I'd love to hear your ideas on this. Please find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok at Enlightening Motherhood. Send me a DM. I would really love to hear from you. And if you're on my email list, then you already know that you got an email on this topic this week for the Monday Motivation email. If you're not on that list, I would love for you to come get on it. Head over to enlighteningmotherhood.com or Emily-Hamblin. The hyphen's important. They're the little like dash in between, you know, the teeny dash. So Emily-Hamblin.com, either place, and you can opt in to receive my Monday Motivation email for free every week in your inbox. Wherever you're at, I hope that this has been helpful for you, and I can't wait to hear how it helps you in your parenting journey. I also hope that you have a beautiful week. We'll chat next week. Wish there were a shortcut to help your child develop better tools to handle their big emotions in a healthier way? Well, there is. Introducing Emotionally Intelligent Kids, a central hub full of new resources each month designed to elevate your child's emotional intelligence in just minutes each week. And the best part? Right now, you can get instant access to all of these resources for just $7 a month. Visit www.enlighteningmotherhood.com/kids for all the details. I can't wait to welcome you in.